KBND News is hearing estimates from New Zealand that up to 200 people could have been killed in today's earthquake. The official death toll now stands at 75, but more than 300 are still missing. Christchurch resident Gene Ward talked to us by Skype. He crouched in a building and ran outside after the quake.
When I rushed out of the building, people were screaming. You could hear the glass shattering and people were running and covering their heads. And you could see brick and glass falling down to the ground and doors falling in. And people just were just panicking and running.
Ward says the military has shut down the entire city and is trying to keep people out. There have been about a dozen aftershocks, with the highest at 4.7 on the Richter scale. The United States and Australia have sent teams in to help rescue victims. Police say there is incredible carnage in the city, and in places, bodies litter the streets. Gas prices in California are getting close to $3.50 a gallon, and experts expect them to go higher across the country because of the unrest in Libya. Libya exports 18% of the world's crude, and so the instability in the region is affecting the markets. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management.
2008 is when last time we saw $4 a gallon gas prices, and that really had an impact. That's $4 is the point at which the American consumer starts to change their behavior, because it's so painful in the wallet for them to drive around.
Simonis expects this week on Wall Street to be a volatile one, because they've expected a correction, and Libya could be the catalyst to make that happen. Parents and community members are going to meet tonight in Redmond to talk about how the new high school might be affecting students and others. District spokesperson Stephanie Curtis explains.
So I think people who are going to be attending those meetings just generally are really wanting to know, how is this going to affect my student? You know, what school are they going to be attending? If they want to do an IB program, which school are they going to be attending? You know, what is that grade configuration going to look like? Is it going to be just freshmen? Is it going to be freshman, sophomore, junior? So I think people are just coming with questions.
The meeting is set for 6 p.m. tonight at the Redmond High School Library. And tomorrow night, the Redmond School Board is set to pick the name for the new high school. The district was surprised that they received some complaints about the top three recommendations. Tony Duff was on the committee and was glad that 125 name suggestions were submitted, but says it was also a lot of work.
Having that many recommended names come in was very tedious, and we did a lot of research on trying to, you know, of course, not having names that already existed in the area. Coming up with those top three names, you know, it was a challenge.
District spokesperson Stephanie Curtis says responses to the top three names rivaled other controversial issues like Redmond's four-day week. The top three names are Ridgeview, South Redmond, and Grandview. Don't put those snow shovels away just yet. More of the white stuff is headed our way starting tomorrow. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says this is the time of year the region sees big snow amounts.
The ingredients are classic. We have cold air that'll be in place, and we've got low pressure moving in. And with enough cold air in place and enough moisture, that's a perfect setup for a significant snowfall. And again, the most significant of which should be across the mountains to our west. But again, we could be in for the potential of several inches of snow.
By the time the snowstorm is done, Central Oregon could see between 4 to 8 inches of snow, with up to a foot in some spots. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.